Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, thoughts about Game 5 of the World Series, and we are devastated as Dodgers bettors with how this went down last night as the Blue Jays one win away from the first World Series championship for the franchise since 1993. I do think the Dodgers will win Game 6 tomorrow night, and then Game 7, I do not think will go the Dodgers' way. More on that coming up tomorrow on the show. We got you set to bet Thursday Night Football, Ravens and the Dolphins. I like the Ravens as a teaser leg. And I think Mike Green, the rookie second-round pass rusher, would like to see him pop tonight for the Ravens if they're going to achieve their high ceiling over the rest of the season. Talk some NBA as well. Why I think the Lakers need to trade LeBron James before the end of the year, before he becomes a free agent. Austin Reeves going to get that max coming up this offseason. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish joins us in 20 minutes. Best bets for college football this weekend. Jay Croucher next hour. Rob Pozzola next hour. And our best bets for tonight in the world of sports will close the show in the final hour, the Power Hour. But joining us right now, and with this, at this exact moment in time, it's college basketball season. Because joining us here is the great Jeff Goodman, who has built an absolute content monster with college basketball with the Field of 68. And I'm not just saying this because Jeff's on the show, and I'm not just saying this because BetMGM works with us and works with them. If you're a college basketball fan, even a huge, minor, what, somewhere in between, you need to be following the Field of 68. The work they do covering college basketball is second to none. And Jeff is on Twitter at Goodman Hoops. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy college basketball season.
It is. It's great to be back. You know I love you guys. You know I love the passion. It's better to be with you. I will say that. It's better to be with you. Maybe we can do that. I'll be out there for the Players Era event around Thanksgiving leading into it. So maybe we can make that happen. But always good to be with you guys. And yeah, this college hoop season, you know, I haven't been this excited about a college hoop season. I've been doing this a long time, for a while, because of the influx of incredible freshmen. Incredible freshmen. We've had some bad freshman classes lately. I know we had Cooper Flagg last year, but when we're talking about, you know, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper being 2 and 3, and we knew Rutgers was kind of off the map from, you know, 2 weeks into the season, there wasn't much other than Cooper Flagg. Now, man, like, you go on and on about this group of AJ DeBonta.
Yeah, let me phrase it this, Jeff, because I want to give a shout to the podcast that you did recently that I listened to with you, Robbie Hummel, and Matt McCall. And you guys, like, you got me. I talked about this a couple days ago on the show that I don't think people, they're going to realize it very soon once the season starts. Like, how insane the talent's going to be that comes into the NBA next year. So there's like 3 or 4 huge names at the top. Like, get our audience ready for these names and these teams and why this is going to be so much fun this year.
And Nick, they're unbelievable because they're all different. They could all be the number one pick. They are awesome kids. Like, I can't say a bad – I'm kind of negative Nancy a lot of times. I can't say a bad word about any of these kids, okay? So let's start with Darren Peterson, who would be my number one pick. Kansas, 6'5", long, rangy, multidimensional combo guard. Can play the point, can play the two, can shoot it, can score it, can make people better, can defend at a high level. I mean, Bill Self said he's the most talented player he's coached at Kansas. He coached Joel Embiid, by the way. He coached Joel Embiid. This kid's going to have to average 20-7 for Kansas to be a Final Four team. Doesn't have a lot around him, not by Kansas standards. Number two, A.J. DeBonta. Brockton, Mass. I grew up in Massachusetts, watched this kid for years. 6'9", long, athletic, super talented, chose to go to BYU. He's going to make like $6 or $7 million this year because there's no cap on the NIL. Could be the number one pick, has the highest maybe upside, kind of a Paul George type if you think about it. He needs to be better defensively consistently, but he's a killer. Brockton, Mass. Is where Marvin Hagler and Rocky Marciano come from. So two of the boxing all-time greats. So this kid grew up in a tough city. He is tough. He's talented. Number three, Cam Boozer. He's got a twin brother on the team, Caden Boozer, who's a point guard. He is a 6'10 big man who is a walking double-double, a 20-10 guy, a dominant player because he never takes a playoff. He never takes a game off. He's kind of got a Tim Duncan type of personality and game in a way because it's not flashy. It's just fundamentally sound. But it's the reason why I'm picking Duke to win the national title.
Oh, it's my God.
Cam Boozer. I am.
Are we doing this again? I don't know if I'm just saying, I'm going to speak on behalf of all sports bettors. Yes. I just honestly, like, I may have to like suck on my thumb like Linus for a few minutes right now. Like, I need my blanket. I don't know if
it might be too soon. Won. All right, listen. He's won every state title down in Miami, in Florida. He's won every AAU tournament, including the Peach Jam, which is not your normal AAU summer tournament. Like, it's the tournament that players cry when they lose. They care about it. And they've won it 15, 16, 17. They beat Cooper Flagg's team in the under-15s and 16s. So, I mean, this kid is a stud. The key is Caden Boozer, his twin brother, who's a point guard, like I said. He's got to take over the point guard duties from Caleb Foster. I think he will at some point. And he just makes everybody better around him. And they've got talent, man. Isaiah Evans on the wing. Obviously, you know, Boozer, if Caleb Foster comes off the bench as a scorer, they got a lot of talent on that team.
Well, if Duke's going to win the national title, Jeff, as you outlined there, and like Cam Boozer, the profile that you talked about, I mean, that's the guy that's going to win National Player of the Year if he's everything you've said he is, and there's no reason to believe that he is not. What about the team that's preseason number one? Purdue, Matt Painter, Braden Smith. We saw them get beat up a little bit in that exhibition against Kentucky. Yeah. What do you make of the Boilermakers heading into the season with massive expectation?
Yeah, I mean, I love them. They bring back so much, right? Braden Smith is a senior, the best point guard in America. Trey Kaufman-Wren, dominant scorer in the low post. He can move to play a four now so they won't get crushed on the boards because they brought in a big kid named Oscar Clough, who transferred in.
What a name.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Oscar Clough. Yes. Oh, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, he came in from South Dakota State will rebound at a high level. They bring in an Israeli kid who was awesome this past – he's really been great coming out of Israel, Omer Meyer. And he's a big point guard who's going to play off the ball this year because of Braden Smith. And then next year he'll have the ball in his hands. But they'll be able to complement each other well. The big thing for Purdue – they're going to win a ton of games because they have talent, they're older, they're experienced, they're balanced, they're well coached with Matt Painter. The question is, are they athletic enough? That's the big question, is if they run into the wrong team in the tournament, it's going to be trouble for them. So I don't know if they win at all, but man, just what Matt Painter's done at Purdue, I mean, you got to give him so much credit to be able to sustain this, doing it clean. Right. Like that's the one thing with Matt Painter. You always say like certain guys have obviously taken some liberties over the years. Matt Painter, you talk to any coach in America and they'll tell you like, no, this dude's never cheated. Never. Like he just does it the right way and has the ultimate respect of everybody in the industry.
You better. You bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our guest, the great Jeff Goodman, Field of 68. If you're a college basketball fan of any degree, you need to be following the Field of 68. I do. Their work is exceptional. Jeff on Twitter, at Goodman Hoops. My friend, can you bestow upon us the honor of a lightning round here? 20 to 30 seconds per answer. I want to hit you with a bunch of big picture storylines to get our audience ready for this college basketball season. Let's start with your outlook for the reigning defending national champion, Florida Gators, after winning last year's title.
Great front court. They bring everybody back. Thomas Auk and Alex Condon and you name it, Ruben Chinlu. Their backcourt is different. Xavier Lee comes in from Princeton. Boogie Flynn comes in from Arkansas, where they're 0-5 with him in the SEC last year. Not convinced in the backcourt. Their top five preseason. The jury's still out for me whether Florida can repeat or not, or be in a hunt to repeat.
Okay, very interesting. All right, in the Big East, St. John's Conference last year, UConn, I think people might have heard, Danny Hurley and the Connecticut Huskies, the favorite right now at BetMGM to win the Big East. Does that sound about right to you? And is UConn back to being a national, true national title contender? And what about Rick Pitino and St. John's?
Yes and yes. It sounds right. I think UConn is a national title contender again with the addition of Silas Demery. And Braylon Mullins, a freshman. Mullins is hurt right now. Demery transferred from Georgia. They're now a team that fits together. Solon Wall's back. Alex Karabans, been there forever, won two titles. You know, the problem I have with St. John's is point guard play. I just don't think you can win six straight, even if you have the best coach in the sport, in Rick Pitino, if you don't have a high-level point guard. And they do not right now. They do not.
Looking at the odds board, I think, for myself and for like our listeners and viewers of the show, and you see these teams, like, depending on how like your betting went in the NCAA tournament, you're either going to be really happy or like want to vomit in your mouth. When I see Houston, I would like to violently throw up. Houston is the second choice, Jeff, to win the national championship at BetMGM. Should Houston be the second? Couldn't get a shot off at the end of the game against Florida, but who remembers that? What about the Houston Cougars and Kelvin Sampson this year?
I mean, they bring back enough, right? They bring back a good amount from last year's team, and that's part of the reason why they are where they are. They're coached by Kelvin Sampson, who's done a remarkable job there, and they brought in three top 50 players, Chris Senak being one of them. A big kid who plays hard, who gives him a different dimension. And then they got a couple, Isaiah Harwell and Kingston Flemings, a couple kind of electric guards. But it's going to take them time. I remember being in Vegas last year, and they went 1-2. And Kelvin looked at me, and he's like, we are terrible. Like, we got to change everything. And they did. They changed their whole offensive system around Uzan and changed everything, and then they took off. So I'm never going to count him out. But I think the second highest odds for Houston, I wouldn't go there.
Femi referenced Kentucky and Purdue in the exhibition last week. Mark Pope in Kentucky, 13-1 to win the national championship. What's the upside this year for the Kentucky Wildcats?
The depth. the depth that they have. They had $20+ million to work with for their NIL. So, you know, obviously they're going to have more talent, more players, more depth than anybody. You know, Jaden Quinton's is a big kid who transferred in from Arizona State. He's hurt right now. When he comes back healthy, I mean, he's a lottery pick. Otega Owe is the favorite to win SEC Player of the Year. He comes back. They add a bunch of guys. So I think, yeah, they're a team that, because their name is Kentucky, because of their payroll, because of their depth, they're going to be up there. I want to see how Mark Pope can mesh together some of these really good offensive players with some of these guys who he brought in that can defend but aren't great offensively, like Mo Diabate from Alabama.
Final question, and this is going to be a loaded one. We have about a minute, like a hard 60 seconds for the answer. Pencil, not pen. The season hasn't even started yet. Give me your final four. Pencil, not pen.
Okay, so Duke, I already said, win it all. I'm going to go Louisville. I'm going to go UConn. I think Louisville's really good, Gus. I do. I think they're really good. They got three. They brought in three shooters, veteran shooters, Ryan Conwell from Xavier, Isaac McNeely from Virginia, Adrian Woolley from Kennesaw State, and they brought in a freshman we haven't talked about, Mikel Brown Jr., point guard, who is absolutely terrific. Those are three. My fourth one, boy, those are the three I feel good about. The fourth one.
You got to give us a fourth. Not the final three.
I'll go Purdue. I'll go Purdue to get there, but I don't think they can win it all.
Oh, we will revisit this, Jeff. Hopefully have you on a bunch over the course of the college basketball season. I mean, you eloquated, I think, like this season is going to kick ass, and we can't wait for it, man. You are the best. The Field of 68 is the best. At Goodman Hoops, at Field of 68, make sure you follow their podcast feeds. Like, it is sensational college basketball content injected into our veins. My friend, enjoy the start of the season. We'll catch up with you soon.
Likewise. Always good seeing you guys.
The great Jeff Goodman joining us. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
How could you not be fired up?
Let's college basketball. On the other side, we'll go from college basketball to college football. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, his best bets for this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Underwood keeps, shimmy shake, plays Underwood, has speed, and he's got the touchdown! The freshman scampers for 13 and poses at Spartan Stadium. Michigan extends the lead.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, Nick, you're muted.
Sorry. You guys can just type it to me. You have to like say it on the air. Just be like, hey, like you're muted. It's my bad. And I don't even know what the call was. It was Noah Eagle. Because the Mark Schlereth interview is on TMZ now that we did a couple days ago. And Bill sent it to me and I was like watching it on TMZ. So, sorry. What was the call for?
What else were you
it was
doing?
Noah Eagle. Well, I was eating a sandwich during the break, but that was like 3 minutes ago.
Gotcha.
Why did you say that?
Seemed like you were finishing that sandwich while we were coming back.
Just now? No.
Yeah.
I would say it.
Oh. That you were chewing on some leftover. Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Do you know what's happened to me now? So this right here, we'll get to condition in a second. This is what I'm holding right now is one of my Invisaligns, right? So, You know, I'll be really quick about this. So, like, the back where my wisdom teeth are on the right side of my mouth, like, when you close your mouth sometimes, like, I used to be able, like, the wisdom teeth would, like, hit, like, the bottom of my teeth, like the bottom part, whatever that's called. Mm-hmm. And now they don't anymore. It's like my teeth have all shifted in a good way. They look way better. As a result now, sometimes when I bite down, I like bite like my lip because my teeth are in like a different spot. And I have bitten now my lip like 3 times today. I would show it to everyone, but I'm afraid it's like a bloody mess. So that happened during the break also. And then I was watching, you know, You Bet on TMZ, which is pretty awesome. Joining us right now to talk some college football, it was Bryce Underwood cut, I'm being told. Great. Thank you very much. Our friend, Pro Sports Better, the great Joey Kanish. Hit the Books is his college football betting show along with our friend Brad Powers as part of the Hammer Betting Network. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it in podcast form. Just search Hit the Books, and you can follow our friend, the great Joseph Kanish, on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Welcome back to the show, buddy. How are you?
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday, and I got to tell you, What a gritty effort. So, you got Lamar from a torn hamstring. You got guys with ACLs, concussions. But Nikki K gritting through hour two here with a bloody lip, eating a sandwich no matter what. I got to tell you, you know what? I'm surprised. Some men would take a few weeks off in this scenario, but I know you're right here in the big chair ready to go.
Listen, to be fair to me, like, I talk for a living, and, like, my lip is screwed up. Like, it's not insignificant. All right, let's get some bets for this weekend. Let's start with your Michigan Wolverines. Are we going to make the playoff? No, right? Michigan, 21-point favorite against Purdue, total 49.5. Kanish, any thoughts on your Wolverines?
Listen, baby, it's all still in front of us here. I know the USC got a little bit of the, you know, little downer there. But you win this week, the next few weeks, and you got people are ramping up Ohio State. But I tell you what, folks, 4 straight years, and all you got to do is right in front of them is beat them at home. Now, this weekend, let's talk business here. I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned. We got a couple linebacker injuries out. Jimmy Rolder, great game against Michigan State. He's out. Purdue offense can be a little, you know, Michigan, when you're trying to, you know, well, last week against Michigan State, took care of business. Again, get backdoored at the end there. And it's a defense that has given up a little bit more than you'd want to. Also with Bryce Underwood, you know, at home, he's been much better. There's a massive difference in his home and road splits. With all that said, it would be a lean for me on the Boilers. But nothing too significant in this one. Just need to take care of business and get to that final week of the season and bring Ohio State in for 5 straight.
Well, let's talk about the team you'll be facing that final week of the season. The number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes hosting Penn State in the Big Noon kickoff. Not exactly the kind of juice that we thought this game would have about a couple of months ago, but it's Big Noon kickoff nonetheless. Buckeyes, 20.5-point favorites, total 44.5. Any betting interest here between the Nittany Lions and Ohio State?
You know what? I've been coming on this show every week, and I've been getting set up by that Greek son of Ohio State.
You can say
the greatest team in the country.
You can say, yeah. Say Greek son of a bitch. It's okay.
That Greek son of a bitch serving up the Buckeye crap. I've been eating it up. I've been eating it up every week. No more. You know what? Ohio State, they're a tier above. Let's talk. Double cross. Give me the Nittany Lions. Give me Penn State. This Ohio schedule looks softer than a pillow, a feta cheese pillow that you get on one of your cheap restaurants up there in Staten Island. I tell you what, I'm not a believer in this. I've gone all the way opposite direction. Give me the Nittany Lions resurgent effort here. Franklin's out. They get a little comeback. Grunkmeyer, maybe he throws for over, 80 yards this week. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to put it together, but give me the 20.5. Penn State keeps it close, and those frauds from Columbus get a sweat this weekend.
I absolutely love it, Kanish. And part of me agrees with you, baby. I don't think they're as good as people think they are. Like I said it earlier this week, I think Ohio State, they're good, but they're not a tier above the rest of the country. I hear that your favorite bet is between Oklahoma and Tennessee. Vols laying 3 over at BetMGM, total 55.5. What do you like in the SEC showdown in Knoxville?
You know what? There was a game I sung Rocky Top on this show a few years ago. And you can put this to me. If they cover this week, we're getting the rendition back. I'm dusting off the old Rocky Top, Tennessee. I tell you what, this Oklahoma team, great, incredible year. Great effort week after week after week. They've been showing up. Mateer's been gutting it out. I think Tennessee's the type of team and the type of offense that after they've had 5 straight hard SEC games, but Mateer's not 100%, the defense is starting to get a little, you saw it against Ole Miss. It's like you take those body blows and early in the season, you're taking them, you're punching back. You saw last week that they're starting to get a little wobbly. And I think in this weekend in Knoxville, one of the best home fields there is at night, those people are absolutely insane. I think Oklahoma gets knocked on the canvas, and I just don't think offensively they can keep up. And you've seen a defense that's been great, elite most of the year, start to have a few chinks in the armor, and I don't know if they can bring it up one more week here against Tennessee, which is probably the most explosive offense they faced to date. I think the Vols get them. I think the Vols roll them a bit, and it gets a little bit out of hand, and Oklahoma just doesn't have enough gas left in the tank for this one.
I love it. Tennessee also +300 at BetMGM to make the CFP. If they win this game, the game against Vandy's the big one at the end of the year at home. I think there's a really good chance that Tennessee might make the college football playoff. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our buddy Joey Kanish, breaking down college football here heading into week 10. How about Vandy in Texas? Arch Manning is in the concussion protocol practicing, but still in the protocol. Longhorns laying 2.5 against Diego Pavia and the Commodores, total 46.5. Any betting interest here?
You know, Vandy, greatest story there is, right? Greatest story. Pavia then like gets it together and they're having the run. They're getting the magical. I have to tell you though, they got very fortunate versus Missouri. Now it's a Texas team that I think Arch Manning has not been great. And I don't think Arch Manning is great. But there's a pretty big downgrade there going to the second string who's out of history. He's from like Troy. He was at Jacksonville State. And it's Arch coming off his probably best game in a Texas uniform. I got to tell you, I think he makes quite a bit of difference. And again, not 6-7 points, but a couple, at least you got to give him 2 or 3 for a downgrade that if they go to the backup, it's a Texas offense that's already been struggling. I got to tell you, if I'm playing this one, I played a little under here, 45-ish in the range, especially if no Arch. I think to me the total is even a little better there than the side if he's not going to play. Gun to my head, maybe, the old Texas Longhorn doctor, slide something there and you do see Arch. He magically passes protocol at the end of it. Regardless, like under here, think it's ugly, slow tempo. I don't know. This could see this game. Honestly, being one of those, 17-10, 17-13, gun to my head, I would lay it with Texas, but let prefer the under here as opposed to the side.
Who's going to win the Heisman Trophy?
I talked to our old friend, Heismanson, old lock a lot this week. I can't believe I'm going to say this. And I hate that I'm going to say this because I don't have any great prices on them, but it's unfortunate. Mendoza, they don't have a losable game until the conference championship, right? So, he's out there, around plus 250, plus 240, plus 260. I don't think they're going to have a losable game. Got Maryland 3 touchdowns. They got Penn State. And then you got 2 cakewalk. He's going to load up the stats. I think at worst, you're going to go into the Big Ten championship and he's going to be a minus 250, minus 300 favorite there. And that's, and maybe it's too late by then. So I can't believe I'm going to say it because I never thought it would get this far. But who's going to stop him at this point? Maybe Ohio State stops him in the conference championship game. But at that point, I think you'll be looking at a guy who's plus 250, you know, 250-ish right now. And then that number is going to have a minus a month from now because they're not going to lose and they're going to do a Cignetti and run it up every week. So I bought some this week. I bought a lot this week personally. Joey K investment, you know. But I mean, I'm in on Mendoza. I hate to say it, but I think at worst, it's a great trade piece for a month from now because unless Indiana gets a big upset, he's going to be the chalk favorite. He just is.
Give us one more bet, Kanish, that you love for this weekend in college football that we have not yet
discussed. You know what? It's going to be a little weekday action here coming in. Get you some steamed fried rice. Memphis coming off the big win, big upset against South Florida. And if there's a team that in a bad spot, a G5 team, maybe outside of Toledo, but another G5 team that loves to either lose or not show up as a double-digit favorite, it's this Memphis Tigers team. Rice playing better, getting a little bit of, you know, they've gotten a little healthier, getting 2 touchdowns at home, getting Memphis off of the big win for a Memphis team that, I got to be honest, I'm not even a big believer in to begin with, and now I'm getting 2 touchdowns in the one of the great spots here this week. Probably my favorite spot is Memphis off of that game with their QB banged up. They played them, now going to Rice here and getting 2 touchdowns. Give me Rice. I think they actually make it a sweat here. I'll take the 2 TDs with the Rice. Woo! Woo! Give me the Owls.
I was going to ask you to do an Owl impersonation if you didn't, so thank you very much. Earlier in the week, Kanish, we had Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL insider, Super Bowl champion NFL on Fox on the show. And in a clip that has gone, and I mean this, it's pretty viral enough to the point now that TMZ aired it today. Bill Zimmerman sent me that clip in the break before I bit my lip for the sixth time today. I asked Mark Schlereth, like, hey, like, what pisses you off? Because he's a pretty ornery guy, like you, like me. What pisses you off outside of football-related things? And he said it's when people wear, like, flip-flops or socks on an airplane, take their shoes off, and he pees on the floor in the bathroom of the airplane so that the people that are wearing socks have to step in his piss. He's like, he actually said this. It was awesome. Kanish, just keep in mind that this is a family-friendly show. Outside of betting on sports, what pisses you off the most in your personal life?
First off, I heard that. That is the most absolutely diabolical. Where do they get this?
It's unhinged.
Like, you know, I'm going to walk in the airplane bathroom and there's like I'm taking my toddler in there and now I got Schlereth's piss all over the floor. What is wrong with that guy? I can't believe that. Phenomenal quote though. Can't believe you got, like, absolutely insane. For Joey K, this isn't going to be as unhinged, but I have to say it's anybody who doesn't, like, if I'm going to order food, right? And it's like anybody in life, if you're just going to the window or, like, doing a drive-through or waiting to get there, like, if I'm going to eat, like, anybody, like, we want to grab food and you're not doing a mobile order where you can just walk in, scoop it up and get out of there, who waits in a drive-through in 2025? Like, you have got to be the most, like, incompetent. Like, anybody, I haven't been in a drive-through in probably 10 years. And if you're waiting in a drive-through, get the hell out of here. Like, nobody, if I'm riding in the car and you pull in that drive-thru, I'm yanking the wheel off the road and telling you, get the hell out of here. I'll order it on my phone. It'll be ready before we get through the drive-thru. It's got 30 people in it at Starbucks. That's one for me.
Go ahead.
No, I just said, not as great as pissing on the airport floor, but that's what gets me a little riled up.
I'm gonna lead the next segment with, like, an offshoot of what Kanish said, something that bothers me in my purse. Not the same thing as what Kanish said, but in the same family as what he said. Hit the Books is the show, the college football betting show. YouTube, and find it wherever you find your podcasts at JoeyKanish22 on Twitter. My friends, best of luck on the bets. Good luck at the drive-thru. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Kanish joining us here on the show. On the other side, we'll talk some college football, and I got a bunch of other crap to discuss as well.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we want you, our listeners and viewers, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Not only should you subscribe, but leave a 5-star review and write something nice about us, or don't. Whatever. You can check out Femi's hour of the show from today, the bet that he's making for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, and like, comment, and subscribe. That's the thing. I'm going to sneeze. It's gone. Sad. Honestly, like, top 5 worst things in life on the list when you have a sneeze and you don't get it out. Sucks. Yeah. That just happened. YouTube.com/. Yeah, well, yeah.
Stubbing your toe hurt.
Yeah. It's so here's my thought on the toe stub. The thing that's unique with stubbing your toe versus almost any other form of pain in life, like physical pain that you endure, there's always, I guess it's like a split second. It's definitely not a full second, but maybe there's like a half second, right? Where you stub your toe and your brain's moving really fast, right? And you know that you've stubbed your toe and you are about to feel like incredible pain. And you have that moment for like a split second before the pain hits where you know it's coming. And I always find that to be like a funny experience when I stub my toe. And like the hundreds of times I've probably done it over the course of my life.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's like, you know it's coming and it just shows up. Yeah, it's the absolute worst. The sneeze one, yeah, I feel like that's like more so an annoyance than anything. Like you're just annoyed that like you wanted to clear it out, and all of a sudden you lost it.
It doesn't like physically hurt, so it's not the same in that regard. Yeah. It's just like, you get that feeling. It's like the sneeze is coming on, and then like it dissipates, and I don't know. It's like I kind of feel like I'm going to die every time that happens. Like the sneeze is being forced down. Like my heart going to explode? What's going to happen here?
like you have to like burp, but like for some reason it's not coming up. Like that one is really bad. But then like all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, you let out like a massive one as like it all just kind of leaves your body. Like that one's like, especially like you're in the pool or whatever you're drinking, and you're just like, oh, I need a burp, but like for some reason
yes,
it's not
yes,
coming
which
out. Happened,
like, which you happened because Femi has a pool and drinks at his pool every weekend. So this happens to Femi literally every single week.
Oh. Well, in the summertime, yes. In the fall, it has not been as much. But,
why not?
Yeah, like,
it's like 80 degrees well, there well, all year round, right?
Yeah, it's not pool season. Yeah, we like 90 and above. You know, we're soft out
what?
Here.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you can. Nobody's going in the pool at 75, 80 degrees.
80 degrees.
Yeah, people
go in the pool. All right.
I mean, you could, right. But it's, you know, a little chilly.
Yeah, I can burp on command, so I don't really have that problem. I can just get them out.
Yeah. It's like you don't want to try to force it. Yeah.
Can most people burp on command or no?
I would guess it's like a 50-50 kind of a thing.
Would you like for me to show you?
My guess. Please. It's an audio medium. I love it. See, it's like, I don't know, that's funny to me.
Who else on our show can burp on command? Bill Zimmerman can. Bill, I would like... Bill, can you please burp into the microphone? That one, honestly, was way, way better than mine. Way, way better. Addy,
professional.
Addy can burp on command. Addy, will you burp on command for us, please, into the microphone? Please? Addy? Addy, would you like to win Nick Costos' money this week?
Addy, if you
burp into the microphone right now, you become the favorite to win Nick Costos' money.
I'm okay. Thank you.
Who else can burp on command
she
on the show?
Jake, can you?
Because so far, Bill's in the lead. Oh, Mike Brown can. Mike, will you burp into the microphone, please?
Oh, that was terrible.
Was Mike just shot on the air? Is that what just happened?
Jake, can you pull that noise? Oh my! I kind of think like we've crossed the Rubicon here. Like we may have gone too far. Jake, can you guys cut? Honestly, like.
Oh my god!
Like, I thought I was good. Like
wow!
Like Bill may need an endoscopy. Like Mike may need like you might need stomachs. What was that noise?
it was lunch, is what it was.
Okay, here's what I would like, Bill. Can you do in succession a burp, pig oink, burp?
I don't know if I can do that. I can try.
Okay.
Yeah, see that it takes away the ability to do anything else.
He just burps into the microphone after.
Who had the most disgusting burp? Mike or Bill?
Oh, it's Mike. Mike. I don't know if it's because like the initial one was like Jake said, sounded like he got shot.
All right.
The second, like, my God, that was something.
Okay, so here's what, I'm 42 years old. These are two of the best, like, on-command burps I've ever heard. So here's what I would like. I want everybody to vote. Mike is going to fake burp, and then Bill is going to fake burp, and we will decide who has the grosser fake burp of the two. Mike Brown, you are up first. So give us a good, Mike, a good fake burp, please.
Yeah, there's no way I'm topping that. There's no way.
So disgusting.
Like that's coming from like the bowels, man.
Dude, that was like TJ McConnell. Like lay up, steal the inbound, lay it up again. Like the second burp like was unnecessary.
Wow.
Like we already gave you a 50 for the dunk. We didn't need the second dunk. All right. Okay, now Bill, take your time here. See if you can beat Mike Brown's burp. You've heard of winning Nick Costos' money? This is beat Mike Brown's burp.
Yeah, I don't think I can. Let's see what we can do here. Yeah, there's no competition.
That was not great.
First one.
Mike Brown.
Should Mike burp one more time?
No, I don't think you should.
Yeah, you know what? I think you should. Mike, can you burp one more time for us? Just one more time. Just one more time.
Boom. It's as if he's like chugging soda in between. Like, these are like, good God.
I mean,
oh my goodness.
So I thought I had like my burps suck compared to that.
My goodness.
All right. You bet on a Thursday. I have like a couple other like random thoughts. First up, does Tyler, Jake, you guys want to try your hand at a fake burp? Anybody?
I'm throwing up. I don't know what Jake's doing.
Yeah, I'm puking.
Jake?
Don't have the ability, nor do I want it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So how about this? This is like a Nick Costos welcome to like 2025 moment. So my wife and I are planning this Saturday like with our daughter. And I don't really want to, it doesn't matter what the plans are. We're going somewhere and like we want to eat also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're like, my wife's like, okay, like where should we eat? Like somewhere in the area. And I just have this idea. And this is not like I've like discovered electricity. Many other people have this idea also. But this is the first time I've ever like thought this and done this.
To burp in front of your child.
It's the first time I've done
this. You're so sick.
Where I went onto AI, which is like, I'm such a boomer. I went onto AI. Like, I don't pay for ChatGPT, so I used like whatever like the free one is.
Yes, like Gemini or something like that. Or
and I said, Google. This is where we are going. What are like kid-friendly things to do here? And what are kid-friendly restaurants in the area within walking distance? We want to be at the place from like 12 to 4 and then eat around 4:30 or 5. And it within like 2 seconds spit out like an entire itinerary. It was unbelievable.
Wow. And like cross-reference and everything like all makes sense and it's all really good. Like there's no like weird stuff.
It all made
in
sense. It was like here are the five best restaurants in the area if you want to bring your child. Like this one is child friendly for this reason. The other one, whatever. It's crazy. I might start using AI.
Are you gonna start planning your vacations like that? Because planning a vacation, I think it's fun, but it's also like a hassle. Like it's okay. Like
I don't do it.
Like, the reservation at the hotel.
One of the reasons my wife and I get into fights is because when my wife does everything.
Gotcha. And then you're not happy with something that she plans and then it becomes an issue.
Well, and then she'll be like, and then what usually happens is because like I say the thing that you're not supposed to say, which is when she's like, I do this, this, and this, and I say, well, I paid for it.
Mm. Yeah, it's
it's not
a bridge you want to cross.
It's you can try to cross it. But it collapses while you're on it, and you fall to your watery death.
Who do you think's footing the bill? I was like, whoa. Yeah.
I don't necessarily say it like that.
Sounds like a good idea though.
So if we use, here's my question: we used AI on this show, which person on the show and our crew becomes the most replaceable?
Ooh, this is getting to dangerous territory. Odyssey could be listening. this is
it's Tyler, right?
I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm not a part of this conversation.
It's easily Tyler, right? Tyler, are you ready to be replaced by someone named Gemini who's not an American gladiator?
Tyler, defend yourself.
You guys like that Shell Earth clip?
Final hour, Power Hour, coming up on the other side. All our best for tonight in the world of sports. Rob Mazzola will join us, but Jay Croucher of NBC starts it off next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.